This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. World Health Organization congratulates Nepal for vaccinating 70% target population against COVID-19. CPN Mouse Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says Rolling Alliance will not split over MCC. Health Ministry reports 3,175 new COVID cases in Nepal. 14 corona-related deaths confirmed today itself. And Russia says it is destructive U.S. troop increase in Europe over Ukraine tensions. Now the news in detail. The World Health Organization, WHO, has congratulated Nepal for achieving new milestone in the vaccination against COVID-19. Issuing a congratulatory message today, the WHO said reaching 70% landmark is a collective success of Nepal and its partners. Nepal has administered full dose of vaccines to 70% of the people above 18 years age group. The government has launched a vaccination campaign across the country with the goal of vaccinating all citizens over 18 years of age by mid-April. CPN Mouse Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the ruling alliance will not split over the MCC. Addressing virtually the meeting of the party's Karnali province meeting today, the former Prime Minister said the MCC would not be moved forward without a national consensus. He said the plot to reverse the country to regression is spoiled and the political environment and the break the ruling alliance has already failed. The Maoist Center chairman also instructed the provincial committee of the party to come up with the programs focused on the rural areas and mobilize the party to that end as the country was heading towards the elections. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoband, Secretary General of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Jagan Chapagai, held a meeting today. During the meeting, they held talks about the matters of humanitarian service and Red Cross-related laws. Similarly, Chapagai also held separate talks with the Speaker, Agni Prasad Sapkota, and Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Uma Regmi. Secretary General Chapagai said that he, during the meeting, urged the ORS to formulate laws related to Red Cross in Nepal. A total of 3,175 new COVID cases have been reported in Nepal today. The Minister of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 12,605 samples. Likewise, 8,723 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry also reported 14 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,775 in the country so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। द गभर्नमेन्ट इज टु क्लासिफाई द प्राइभेट कम्पनीज इन्भोल्भ इन द फोरेन एम्प्लॉयमेन्ट बिजनेस टु मेक फोरेन एम्प्लॉयमेन्ट सिस्टमेटिक एन्ड डिग्निफाइड। The Minister of Labour, Employment and Social Security has formed a task force under the coordination of Joint Secretary of the Ministry, Rajiv Pokhrel. The task force will prepare the necessary indicators and procedures for classifying foreign employment companies by determining the required criteria and standards. At present, there are 860 registered foreign employment companies in the country. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar today inquired chief district officers about the situation of law and order in the districts. He telephoned the chief district officers of 14 districts this morning to know the security situation of the districts. On the occasion, Home Minister Khar inquired about the COVID-19 situation, peace and security, public service delivery and regularity of district security committee meetings. Home Ministry has unveiled the progress report of the works carried out by the Ministry in the last 6 months. The ministry made a list of 71 works public today, including rescue and relief efforts. Director of Policy Plan Monitoring and Evaluation Division at the ministry, Dr. Bhishma Kumar Bhusal, said the minister unveiled the progress report of the extra works that it carried out for the improvement of various services. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that his party will fulfill the responsibility of nation building. Speaking at a program organized at the central office of the party today, Chairman Nepal said the society would be transformed as his party had honest communists. Nearly 17,000 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal during January. Nepal Tourism Board informed that 16,975 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal by airways in January. Nepal Tourism Board Director Maniraj Lamisane said this is the positive sign for Nepal's tourism sector despite COVID pandemic. In last January, only 8,874 foreign tourists had come to Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support its allies amid continuing fears of Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russia said it was a destructive step that heightened tensions and reduced the scope for political solution. Moscow's comment comes after Pentagon said 2,000 U.S. troops would be sent to Poland and Germany, and further 1,000 already in Germany would go to Romania. Russia has some 100,000 troops near Ukraine. Western countries, including the U.S., suspect Russia is planning to invade Ukraine, but Russia denies any plan of invasion. At least 13 people, including 6 children, have been killed in a United States Special Operations Forces raid in Syria, held Idlib province. According to Al Jazeera, the overnight raid targeted a building in Atmei, where tens of thousands of people have been displaced by the country's decade-long war. And there was no immediate information about the identity of those living in the building, and unconfirmed reports said the target was an ISIL or Al-Qaeda affiliated leader. At least 20 people have died and 74 were hospitalized in northwestern suburb of Argentina's capital Buenos Aires after consuming cocaine cut with a toxic substance. Authorities have suspected it is a case of possible poisoning, and officials were scrambling to determine what substance the cocaine had been cut with, and they were warning anyone who bought the drug within the last 24 hours to throw it away. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country, and light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning with gusty wind and hails is possible at many places of the country. And there are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. World Health Organization congratulates Nepal for vaccinating 70% target population against COVID-19. CPN Mao Center Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says ruling alliance will not split over MCC. Health Ministry reports 3,175 new COVID cases in Nepal, 14 corona-related deaths confirmed to death cell. And Russia says it is destructive U.S. troop increase in Europe over Ukraine tensions. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.